Real Business Owners.
Episode 2 of Real Business Owners. It's me, Trevor Cowley, and we've got my partner, Kel Goodman, here.
What's up, everybody?
Today, we want to go over the process of, I guess, evaluating the option of raising your prices with inside of your business. We've done that with inside of our companies. We've advised some people to do that. They've seen some good results with inside of their companies. And we want to go over some of the pros, or in other words, some of the benefits that you will see just by increasing your prices. Kel, what do you kind of have to add to that? I know that we talked about this morning a little bit.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's perfect timing, man, because like we've had a couple situations recently where we've seen where that can really benefit people, man. Like I was telling you about my cousin a little bit. Yeah. So she's in the photography business. She got into it. She's super passionate about it. And now it's become not fun for her. She's kind of falling out of love with her business because she's been running promotions and, you know, underpaying herself or undercharging her customers just to build that clientele, which, you know, we always talk about in our videos, like you got to give value in order to build the right business, right? And so, you know, and that's 100% true, but she's gotten to a point where she's gotten so good at her craft, but she's dealing with people that are constantly complaining. And these people are complaining, some of them still about pricing, and some of them are complaining about whatever, maybe the end result. And so I told her, I said, you know, this, there's one of two things that are going on here. Like, one, you're not bringing your A game because you've fallen out of love with your business. Or two, you got the wrong customers. It's time to level up and start getting better customers in your business. And she was like, oh my gosh, it's so true. And after I explained it to her, I'm like, listen, you go to your website right now. Go to your Facebook page, go to your Instagram page, and just change your family session prices. Do a big jump. Like, I think she charges like $2 or $250 for her family sessions. And I'm like, jump that up $800, $900, $1,000, right? And see what happens. And she's like, man, I'm gonna lose people. People are gonna, you know, talk bad about me or whatever. And I said, first of all, that's the whole point. We wanna get rid of your bad customers and start replacing them with good customers.
Well, you can't make business decisions based upon what other people are going to think either.
Yeah.
If that's your main concern, like, you should be concerned with your business and what you're doing and your side of things. You can't control what other people are going to think or how they're going to react to something. So, you know, that just brings up a good point, because that's something that, as we talk about this, and anybody that's listening to this is going to have that same concern.
Oh yeah.
Like, well, what are my customers going to think that I increase my, like,
absolutely.
And they're worried about what the outside world is going to think about a change, rather than doing what's best for them and what's best for their business.
Absolutely. You know, it's just crazy too, because like, people that are willing to pay more for your services are going to be, they value their time. They value their money. But they want quality. They're willing to pay for it. And so they're going to complain less. And they're going to know going into the deal what they're getting. She's got her online portfolios out there. So they know what she's capable of. And she's been in the craft for a long time. So it's like, you got to give to yourself. You got to give yourself a raise sometimes in business, right? In order to really level up. And you should. You know, when you've been doing it for a long time, you've kind of become a master in your trade. You've got something that people want. It's okay to raise your prices. You're going to get better customers. You're going to get less complaints, because people at that higher level that are willing to pay more are usually going to be less complainers.
They're just easier to deal with.
We've seen that in our business.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's the same point with anything else. You're not going to stay at one job, for instance, for a long period of time at the exact same wage, right? Like, over a 5-year period or 10-year period. If you didn't get one raise over 5 or 10 years, you're not going to stay where you're working. Right. And so if you own a business, you have to give yourself a raise. And the only way to do that is usually by adjusting your prices.
Absolutely.
Right. A professional athlete, after 4 or 5 years in the league, as long as they've proven their worth, they can get a bigger contract.
Yeah.
Right. And so as you become more skilled or better at whatever it is that you do, if you're a personal trainer, you've probably after 10 years know more about personal training than somebody that's been doing it for 1 year or 2 years.
And personal training is a good point, because, like, honestly, when you start charging more, you're going to get customers that value their health more, and they're going to actually show up.
When
you're charging a lot less, you're going to get those clients that don't show up. They no show you. They don't value your time because they don't value their time, right?
Exactly.
I mean, people that you're going to attract better people at higher levels. And so when you've paid your dues in your craft, level up. And level up by giving yourself a raise and charging more and get those better customers. You know? So
I mean, my dude that cuts my hair, Eli, he does such a good job. And the entire time he's cutting my hair, you know, he's like, hey, this is how you want to do it. When you get out of the shower, you want your hair about this. He goes through kind of an educational process as he's cutting your hair.
Yeah.
And he just adds more value than the normal haircut, right? And so as I was sitting in his chair talking to him, I'm like, dude, you need to evaluate your prices. This is something that I told him probably 7 or 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. I said, even if it's instead of $25 a haircut, just do $30 a haircut.
Yeah.
Just give yourself that $5 increase per haircut.
Yeah.
He said on average, he does about 6 to 7 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So he followed the direction. He increased his price point, and he was super nervous and scared.
Yeah.
Well, what if this? What if that? And I said, okay, what if 10 or 20% drop off? That means you're cutting only, let's say, 5 people's hair a day, which gives you more free time to focus on. You know, he likes to draw and paint.
Yeah.
I said, you're making the same amount of money, but you have more time to do the things that you love to do.
Right.
Right. That was his initial concern, but he didn't see a drop at all.
Yeah.
No, because people saw value in him.
Yep.
His skill continues to get better and better. And if you truly appreciate a good haircut, you're okay paying an extra $5.
And the experience
exactly
is what that he's created is worth it, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's a whole nother topic we could go on is creating an experience within your craft. But one thing I want to point out, though, is when those people drop off, guys like you that do value the time and the experience and everything that you have with that guy are going to go talk to your guys that are high income earners. And he's going to replace the people that do drop off over $5.
Yeah.
Those little, you know, bargain shopper complainers are going to be replaced with guys like you, because you're going to go talk to your buddies like me that make similar income and value that type of experience and the time. And we value our time. They value, you know, their purpose and they're buying their service firm's time. You know, he's going to replace those ones that drop off with better people.
And some people like to brag about, oh, I pay $50 a haircut.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like people like to brag about the expensive stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, these shoes are $200 or these, you know, oh, I drive this type of car or whatever. Right. And so, you know, he ultimately, you know, $5 more, 6 haircuts a day is $30 extra a day, $150 a week, $600 more per month.
Yeah.
And he's not really changing anything. He's still doing the same thing. And so he just basically gave himself, you know, over a $7,000 raise annually just by adjusting $5 per haircut.
Yeah.
And this stuff could carry over into a restaurant, charge 50 cents more per meal. If you do tattoos, we have a lot of tattoo artists following our Real Business Owners Instagram page.
Yeah.
And so the reason why I'm bringing up these specific industries is because I think that these type of industries are following us more so than other industries, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I talked about the haircut, $5 more a haircut, 50 cents more per mil. If you're a tattoo artist, maybe charging $5 more per hour.
Yeah.
Right. If you are a personal trainer, $10 more per session. If you have an apparel company, maybe 50 cents more or a dollar more per shirt, you know, whatever it is. If you own a gym, $5 more per month. There's so many different ways to do this. Guys, inflation is real, right? If you own a business and you've had your prices set the same for the last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, you need to evaluate raising or increasing your costs, because the cost of doing business also increases for a business owner.
Right.
When the market's good, rent's more expensive, right? You know, having to pay employees gets more and more expensive, especially good ones.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, you could sit there and pay minimum wage or $10 an hour, and you're going to get bad employees, which ultimately give a bad experience to your customers.
Mm-hmm.
If you have more revenue coming in, you can hire more quality people that's servicing your customers or your clients or whatever you want to call it, and they're going to get a better experience. They're going to talk about it a little bit more. This topic has been one of the main topics that's increased our following on Instagram. And I get mixed reviews. Some people say, oh, this is horrible. And I say, well, read the header. It says, if you're in demand,
yeah,
you know, increase your prices.
Right.
You know, I've had a few people that do woodworking stuff, and they're only a one-man show. They don't have 10 guys building, you know, the things that they're building.
Yeah.
And they're getting so backed up on work that they've just had to increase their prices because their time just now is becoming more and more valuable because they have 20 different people waiting on their product, right?
Yeah.
And so to cut that wait list down, increase your prices a little bit and stay busy, but make more money for the time that you're putting in.
Those are the exact guys that should be raising their prices, because they're usually the one-man show guys are the guys that are doing the best work. They're doing the custom work. You know, they're not hiring 10 kids new in the craft to just slop together a bunch of, you know, wood boxes or whatever it is the woodworker's building, right? Yeah. Or, you know, cabinets or whatever it is. Like, that guy that's really taken the time to master their craft and he's still the guy doing the work, like, that's the guy that should up his prices, because he's doing higher end work and higher end people will pay for that. So,
and another good thing to gauge it by is whether or not you have customers saying that you're expensive. If you've never really heard that you're expensive, then you're probably underpriced, you know, because you're not going to be able to appease everybody, right? And so you could make 100 sandwiches the exact same. Mm-hmm. 95 of them might love the sandwich, and you get those five complainers that it has too much mustard or too much mayo. Or again, you're going to get those naysayers or those complainers. Yeah. That will happen.
Yeah.
But if your business is easily making sales, and it's just the rebuttal of that's too expensive is never even there or never even comes up, that means you should heavily evaluate raising your prices.
Yeah.
We did that in one of our businesses. We had a $99 a month price point. And at first, when you're trying to break into a new industry or a new market, sometimes you want to be underpriced to start getting your name out there and getting some attention, right?
Yeah.
And then evaluate it from there after you've started getting some momentum.
You're not just trying to prove it to the marketplace. You're trying to prove it to yourself too. So you're like, oh, I'll do this work for $99 a month, even though it's worth more. But you got to figure that out first, right?
In some cases, you do underprice, and you're utilizing those customers, those first 100 or 200 customers, as, I hate to say it this way, but kind of as a guinea pig to help you build processes and systems that work well for potential scaling or growth of your company. And so, you know, they deserve almost a lower price, right? They're helping you build structure with inside of your company or with inside your business. And they're helping you, you know, get better at what you're doing so that you can become more valuable. But, you know, we didn't have an issue one time of people balking at the $99 a month price point, not once. You know, because we were so underpriced. And so we evaluated that after we put some great systems and processes in place, as well as having to increase staff.
Right.
Our overhead increases as a company when we're growing. And so how do we keep up with that? By increasing cost. Yeah. So we went from $99 a month to $199 a month, and we still don't hear that it's overpriced. We still don't have that objection. And even us, if I dare say this, veteran business owners, which I think, you know, after, you know, 10 plus years in the game, you could be considered.
Yeah, we got a lot to learn, but we've learned a lot already.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, like we've dealt with a lot of stuff and we've dealt with hard times and we've overcome them. We've had our battles and we've won those battles. And that's why I utilize the word veteran in terms of, you know, us being veteran business owners, but this has worked for us. You know, we're not necessarily just talking about something that we haven't experienced or something that we haven't implemented ourselves with inside of our companies. But as Kel brought up earlier in the podcast, you know, a concern of customers not being willing to pay, right? And that being a fear. That's going to be there no matter what, because we ultimately had that fear and we evaluated raising our prices for, you know, a period of time, and we wanted to, but we were concerned.
Yeah.
You know, how is this going to affect our business? And the only way that it affected our business once we made a change is increase in revenue, and we're still onboarding the same amount of clients on a month-to-month basis. We haven't seen a decrease in onboarding at all by doubling our price point. And that's something that that we'll ultimately have to continue to evaluate as we continue to hire more and more people to service these clients, because I would rather bill somebody, you know, $250 or $300 a month and give them excellence rather than bill them $150 a month because I'm worried about the rebuttal of a price point and then follow it up with a shitty service.
Right, absolutely. And what did every single one of our employees say when we had our staff meeting after our price change? After we had our price change, like maybe month or 2 months,
yeah.
Every single one of them were like, dude, the customers,
the quality
at the higher price point are so much better than the clients at the lowest price point. Like, they really are the hardest to deal with, you know? And so it really is just a fear thing. But you also got to exude confidence too. Like, if you're a photographer, a woodworker, you know, the guys we talked about, yeah. You know, in the hair and beauty industry, you know, like, you've got to be able to say your prices with confidence as well, because you're going to get those natural negotiators.
Of course.
Like you, Trevor's a natural negotiator. I mean, he's always going to see where he can, you know,
get the best deal.
You just enjoy the process of negotiating. I've noticed that over the years. Yeah. And so it's kind of just fun. But dude, you know, like, when someone is confident in their price and they stay firm, like, you're going to pay it, you know? So you got to have confidence too. As you raise your prices and you announce that to your customer base and you start putting out, you know, higher quotes, like, you just got to be confident and have your rebuttal ready to their rebuttal. So,
yeah.
Cause you are going to get some of it.
Of course.
And you're going to lose some customers too. And that's okay. The whole idea is to replace it with better customers that aren't going to be that exactly. pain in the ass.
Exactly.
You know?
So if a photographer's $250 a session and they raise it to $500 or $750 a session, even if they're only doing a third of the business, mm-hmm. they're still bringing in the same amount of revenue, but doing far less work,
yeah.
right? And then once they pad in some of those new time slots that they now have available with new clients that are willing to pay that, you know, they're obviously going to benefit financially because of that.
Yeah.
But there's also perceived value. You know, some people are like, well, you've got to look at the market. You've got to see what, you know, everybody else's price points are. And that's not true.
No, it's not.
There's cars that are as cheap as $15,000, you know, Hyundais or Kias or whatever it is, right?
I don't know. They've had their price increases over
yeah,
the years.
Yeah, they have too. And they've increased.
Yeah.
And with those price increases, you've also seen an increase in quality.
Yeah, because people are
the inside of the cars
a better car now.
Are the leather, some of the extras, mm-hmm. all of that. They can justify that because they're actually putting more value in each car as well.
Yeah.
But you know, there's cars all the way up to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, Lamborghini or Bugatti, you know, any of these large, large companies, they're not worried about, you know, the average individual saying that their car is overpriced. That
right.
doesn't hurt their feelings at all.
Yeah.
And they're doing just fine financially.
Right.
Right. It's companies that are catering a lot of the times at a lower price point, even in the automotive industry, that you see going through tough times and having to get bailouts. I've never heard of Lamborghini or Ferrari or Bugatti getting bailouts from the government.
Exactly.
But they also have a high, high, high price point on their vehicles. And again, they're catering to a whole different clientele base. And that's the entire point of this podcast, is you can actually change your clientele base where they appreciate you and the increased cost of your service, rather than being underpriced and always having to deal with the bottom of the barrel type customers or clients that seem to complain the most. Because if they're paying, if they have $100 to their name and they're paying $50 for something, they're going to put that thing under a microscope and evaluate whether they got the value that they feel like that they should get out of it. But if I charge somebody $50, it's worth $1 million, they're not going to bat an eye at it.
Yeah.
Right? So be careful about who you're catering to with inside of your business model. Do you really want to deal with more of the bottom of the barrel, the low-end complainers, or would you rather have more high-end type clients or customers that appreciate you for what you do and your talents and the skills that you do have?
Dude, another point that I just thought of too, discounting prices, man, for friends and family. God, what a pain in the ass.
We're doing stuff for free.
You know,
it's always
the
discounted ones or the people that you do things for free complain the most.
I literally, if I can get one message across to people, is like, don't undervalue your time for a friend or family member. Like, charge them what you would charge anybody. Your time is worth something. They're going to go pay full price to someone else. You know what I mean? Like, think about that. Like, if I'm a photographer, back to a photographer, like, if I'm a photographer and a friend and family comes to me and says, you know, hey, you know, will you give me a discount? it's actually, that's kind of dicked on your friend or family member to ask you for a discount, yeah. first of all, because they're now Absolutely. Undervaluing your time. If you accept it, now you're undervaluing your time yeah. because that guy or that gal or whoever, they're going to end up going and paying that full price to someone else who they don't love or care about. You know what I mean? So don't take advantage of people just because you know them, but also don't undervalue yourself to somebody because you know them. You know, like, charge what you're worth. Don't undervalue yourself by offering those discounts because, I mean, we've experienced that in our business.
Absolutely, we have.
Probably 7 out of 10 times that we've done great deals to help someone out, and it's come back to bite us in the ass. They turn into the biggest problem.
Absolutely. You know, well, those the ones that you're dealing with that are family and friends don't have a problem bitching or complaining because they know you so well, right?
Right.
And so, I don't know. People that want things for free are not somebody that you want in your life in general. You know, I had a friend that owned a smoothie supplement shop, you know, protein smoothies and selling proteins and BCAAs and this, that, the other, or whatever. And after I'd get done with the gym and get a protein smoothie, he would try to just give it to me. And I'm like, no, dude, I'm here to support you. Like, I understand what it's like to be a business owner and have yeah. everybody say, hey, can what kind of deal can you give me?
Yeah.
Do you got the hookup? Can you take care of me?
Yeah.
You know, those are not the type of people that you want to surround yourself with. If yeah. everybody's asking for a handout that you hang out with, you need to slowly start evaluating, you know, that group of people.
Exactly.
And, you know, be very, very careful about doing business with people that are constantly asking for deals.
That's a good point, man. I honestly feel weird when people are like, dude, let me hook you up. Like,
I don't.
Nah.
I want to pay. Dude, yeah, I nah, respect dude, I your services and what yeah. you do, and I want to support
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And pay full price. If mm-hmm. anything, the homie hookup should be me hooking them up and giving a fat tip on top
exactly.
of it. You know?
I understand it as a strategy point. Like, there's guys that I'm like, dude, I want to hook you up because I know I'm going to use you as a almost influencer, right? Like, mm-hmm. dude, you've got a following. You're going to be able to confidently say, hey, I use these guys and they're great,
yeah.
you know, but at the same time, so I can understand it from a strategy standpoint in some situations, but even that's rare, man. Like, guys that are the guys that are at a higher level and they're the type of clients that you want are probably guys like us that actually feel weird. Like, dude, I don't want your discount. I want to pay you what you're worth, man.
Yeah,
I respect your time. I respect my time. Like,
there's been plenty of times where yeah. I say, for real, I yeah. don't give me a discount. Like, just charge whatever you would charge a normal person.
Yeah.
You know, like, business isn't easy.
Yeah.
You know, and so after we've been through everything that we've been through as business owners, you know, you definitely want to support the people that are out there trying to better themselves and take the risks that they're taking in trying to start a business. And anybody that has a business or anybody that's, you know, in photography or side hustle, whatever it is, like, there's risk there. There's time there. There's investment there. You need to make sure that you're taking care of you
yeah.
as well. A lot of the time we all get caught up on taking care of customer,
yeah.
which is all good. We yeah. should take care of customers. But it could get to the point where you stop loving what you do
mm-hmm.
because you feel like you're just giving, and you're not getting that much in return. So in order to keep your tank full
yeah.
and continue to enjoy what you're doing, you want to be compensated properly for that
yep.
so that your performance stays at its peak.
Yeah. You value yourself enough to charge what you feel like you're worth, you're not going to fall out of love with that business that you started, that passion that you had for that business. And that's the whole point of this episode, man,
yep.
is we talk about so much. If you follow our page at Real Business Owners, you follow our Easier Accounting page, like, that's the whole point of this episode. We always talk about give, and it's true. It works. And be authentic about that. But don't forget to give to you.
Yeah.
Don't forget to give yourself that raise and be self-interested as that entrepreneur, because that is what keeps the passion alive.
So guys, if you got some value out of this episode, make sure that you know, tell a friend or family member. We obviously want to continue to bring value that you can immediately implement into your business today. Kel will be gone next week. Is that right?
Yeah.
You'll be gone next week. So I'll be doing a solo next week. And I think I'm going to do it about Instagram and growing your Instagram and how to do that underneath either a business page or a personal page. So guys, again, if you got value out of this episode, make sure you share it with a friend or family member.
Absolutely. And that episode is going to be fire, man, because Trevor's been blowing the social game up. He's learned a thing or two.
It's taken some time, but you know, everything that's good does take time. And I'd love to share some nuggets with you. So make sure you guys tune in next week as well.